He's been there all the way. Been there every day. We want to welcome you from the Blog Talk. Amen. Last night we gave God collectively over 2 billion praises that went up to him. Amen. How about it? Do you have a praise left? Amen. Out of 2 billion, I still have many more praises left. And all of you on the prayer line. When I say praise check, why don't we give him a glorious praise and see what level your praise is on. That's what a praise check is about. To see where you are. Has God been shown up good to you? If so, you ought to give him what he deserves. Amen. Praise check, everybody. Give God some praise on this line. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We glory in you. We appreciate you, Lord.
Amen.
Open your mouths and let's praise him. Don't give him a sleepy praise. Give him a praise. Thank you, Jesus.
Did you hear me?
I said, I want you to come in as though you're leading 100,000 people into praising God. You see this right now, but I see the future. And I'm doing this for a specific reason. I hope y'all are ready. Okay, let's try that again. I'm getting ready to say praise check. And come on in. Don't lag. Don't crawl. Come on in and lead these 100,000 people into praising God. Are you ready? Let's do it. Praise check. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God is good And I praise him for letting me just sleep through the night and for waking me up this morning, letting me know that I'm yet in the land of the living. And I praise God for that. Praise him very much. Pray for me.
Amen. Thank you. Anyone else with a praise report? Just
yes.
Feel free to jump right in. Right after the one is finished, jump right on in.
This is Missionary Hendricks, area code 912. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God for Chief Ambassador Johnson. Amen. Thank God for Lady Betty. Amen. Mother Johnson and everybody on the line. God is so good. I thank God for watching over each of us last night as we slept. I give God praises for the use and activity of my limbs. I thank God for having eyes to see, ears that I can hear. Glory be to God, legs that I can stand on and see. I can walk. God is good. We don't take nothing for granted, but we just give God praise for all of his goodness. I just thank God for turning things, some things around for me, and I give God all the praises because he's worthy. He's worthy of all our praises in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. This is Sister Lucille, and I want to first give honor to God. I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for all his goodness. I thank the Lord for this prayer line. I just thank the Lord for all his blessings. I thank the Lord that on yesterday I had been trying to get in touch with the area on aging to take care of my auntie because she's sick. And I just thank the Lord that he made a way. The lady's coming out today to do the interview on her. And I'm asking the saints to continue to pray my strength in the Lord.
Beautiful. All right. Someone else. We'll take about three more praise reports. Why don't you give your praise report? Don't make it seem like God hasn't been good to you. He has been too good to you. All right. Anyone else with a praise report?
Thank you. This is
Sister Linda
from Utah. I just want to thank the Lord, too, for letting me see another day that wasn't promised to me this far. And I just thank him, because he has been so good. He's been better to me than I've been to myself. And I just want to thank him because he keep on blessing me. Hallelujah. I just thank him. Thank him. So I just want y'all to keep on praying for me. And I hope to see y'all soon.
Amen.
Hey, all right. Amen. This is Mother Wilson again. I just thank God for all he has been to me. And the day that Dr. Johnson made all the elect ambassadors, I didn't get a chance to hear this, so if I'm addressing myself the wrong way, I want you to let me know. But I thank God how good he is to me. My praise is all I need is in Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Come on in. Amen.
Good morning. This Ambassador-elect, Sister Jolene Garnett. I thank God for being here this morning. And after being here, yes, I need saved and sanctified. He is baptized with the Holy Ghost. I thank God for this prayer line. I thank God for Chief Ambassador Dr. Johnson and Mother Johnson and First Lady Betty. God has been good to me. He has gave me some multiplied miracles. I'm telling you, it just has been really a big blessing to me. So you all keep me in your prayers. God bless you.
Amen.
Glory to you. This is Mother Johnson from Kansas City. Oh, what a day. Another night of rest and a new day that we've never seen before. Thank God he's a precious, precious God. And I thank God he gave me a good night's rest on tonight, last night. Woke me up on time this morning. Oh, with a mind stayed on him. A mind to live right. A mind to give up everything that's not like the Lord. If there's anything left, I'm gonna give it. I'll give it up to. I want to go all the way with the Lord and not grieve his heart. But all I do is a better thing about the Lord. Now he takes good care of us. He knows how. And when Sean was on a Tuesday, I believe, well, last week, I see the devil was everywhere. But the Lord takes good care of us. I rain was right falling so fast. Made me think, my God, I hadn't read it in the Bible for myself, that he wasn't coming back with a flood, to flood the world. But I see that rain was falling here so fast, I thought, my God, it wouldn't take long to fill up all these low spots and come on up and reach where we are. But I read in the Bible that Jesus said he wasn't coming with flood no more. He's coming back by. So I tell you, when the fire starts falling, there's not going to be nowhere to hide. We can run to the rocks and the rocks will fall on us. So we just prepared today to meet our Maker because he's coming back again. I'm just so glad because I'm saved today. I'm sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. I have a mind to press my claim as never before. I'm not giving up anything. He said, in everything, give thanks, for it's the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. And I just thank him. I wanted to get out of here so bad, I thought. But when I knew this, that when I seen that he wasn't going to take me out, I just relaxed myself. Don't complain about nothing. I just know the Lord see me and know me. I'm his child and he's my father. So pray for Mother Johnson. God will always get the glory out of my life. And let's live so we can meet our Maker and with a smile. All right. God bless you. And I love every one of you. Please pray for me.
Amen. Amen. It is so good to hear Ambassador Mother Johnson, and she sounds so strong. We just give God all the praise for that. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. God, you are so good. It's always an honor and a pleasure to hear you, Ambassador Mother Johnson. Thank you. Amen. I heard Ambassador-elect Frierson trying to get in. The floor is open to you, sister.
Oh, thank you. Good morning, everyone. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. I thank the Lord for being here. I thank the Lord for being saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. And I'm trying to get ready for work, but I'm just so happy to have a job to go to because I have been diagnosed with polymyalgia rheumatica. And I can remember in, I think it was 2013 or 2014, whenever, I didn't work for at least a year, and I was in pain and sick, and I lost weight. But in spite of it all, God just told me to thank him for my healing. Hallelujah. I thank God because I'm in pain this morning. I'm stiff, but I know my healing is on its way, and God is not short concerning his word, and he does not forget us. And I just believe that God is going to heal me. And I'm trusting and relying on God. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. I believe we have time for one more praise report. Thank you, Ambassador-elect, for that praise report. Amen.
Good morning, Mother.
God bless you.
I thank and praise the Lord. This is the 1st of July, and I thank the Lord for blessing me to be retired from work for 32 years. On this day, and I worked 30 years for one company, and I've been retired for 32 years. So I thank and praise the Lord for giving me strength and yet having me in pretty good health. I feel good, and I'm able to do all the things that I need to do, and I just praise the Lord because I know it's nothing but the goodness of the Lord that has brought me this far.
Amen. Now that's a praise report. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. That is awesome. Amen. Well, Chief Ambassador, I believe we turn it back over to you.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you doing that. That was a very, very good job, and thank you so much. God bless you. I want to spend some time here today in prayer for anyone who needs prayer. And if there's nobody who needs prayer, then we'll maybe take a couple of prayer reports and we'll let you go early here today. But I am concerned about the people. Some people are going through storms. I mean, so much in the news, and my God. And so many people who are going through. We are concerned about you. This is your day. If you make a prayer request, we'll certainly try to get you prayer. In the name
of the Lord. Your sister Peter's unspoken.
All right.
Let Peter's unspoken.
Right. God bless you. Are there any other unspoken requests? If so...
Sister Lucio, unspoken.
Mother D.C., unspoken.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anyone else? All right. Let's, somebody, one of the precious saints on here, will you pray for those unspoken requests? Anyone can jump in there and do that. All right.
Amen, sir. I'll pray for the unspoken request.
I'll give you a name. And
I'm sorry. This is Ambassador-elect Evangelist Williams.
All right. Go ahead. We certainly appreciate it.
Father God, we just want to just thank you first and foremost, Lord God. Just thank you, Lord God, for just waking us up and starting us on our way, God. We come humble, God, before your throne of grace, God. God, we uplift these unspoken requests before you, Father God. We ask you to meet them at that point of their need, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for Sister Lucille, Lord God. We ask you to touch her, God, from the crown of her head, God, to the soles of her feet. Let your anointing, God, flow, Lord God, all through her, God, in her home, Lord God, concerning her aunt, Father God. Oh, God, bless her aunt, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless the finances in the house, God, in the name of Jesus. Bring healing where healing is needed, God. Bring financial blessing where the finances is needed, God, in the name of Jesus. Relieve all stress, Lord God, all worry, all anxiety, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing reign, rule, and abide in that house, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you right now, God. We pray for strength for Sister Lucille, God. Keep her encouraged. Keep her steadfast, God. Keep her unmovable in the things of you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you for Ambassador-elect Peterson, Father God. We ask you to meet her at the very point of her need, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for your supernatural healing, God, from the top of her head, God, to the soles of her feet, Lord God. Let your anointing, let your anointing, God, oh God, oh God, just reign all over her, God, in the name of Jesus, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God. Touch every ailment in the body, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we speak healing even to her lungs, God, her respiratory system, God, in the name of Jesus. You're healing, God, in the name of Jesus. And you know every worry, every concern she has up before you, Father God. I pray in the name of Jesus that you meet her at the point of her need, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless her finances as well, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless her family, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you right now. We give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. I'm sorry, Chief Ambassador, I didn't hear the other person. I heard him, but I didn't.
Mother Digby.
Amen. Mother, Father God, we thank you for Ambassador-elect Mother Digby, Father God. We ask you to meet her at the very point of her need, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch her, God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God. You know, Lord God, what she needs you, Father God. We ask that you be present, Lord God, in her situation, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for everything you're doing in her life, God, everything you're going to do, and everything you've already done. We praise you for it in the mighty name of Jesus, even as she has an unspoken request before you, God. It's not unspoken to you, and Father, we just thank you for meeting her at the very point of that situation. In Jesus' name, we thank you, and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Lynn. Latonya Williams, amen. God bless you so much for that great, great prayer. Amen. We are mindful of you all who are on the line, and we want to pray for you. If you make it known, we will get prayer for you. Amen. But you have to wake up and make it known. Amen. God can heal. God can deliver. God can set free. I'm talking about all kinds of healings. There in Arkansas, we got the testimonies of three people at the convention who gave healing of cancer. Yeah, healing of cancer. And listen, whenever the Lord is in the room, everything, I mean everything, is subject to him. Yeah, he can speak and cancer will skip out of there like a little puppy dog. Yeah. He can speak, and diabetes, I don't care what it is, dialysis, he'll take you off of dialysis. We've had people that he did that for. He's done so many multitudinous miracles. So, but it's up to you. We're asking you, and you have not because you ask not. But we're asking you. All right, anybody else with a prayer request? The line is open to you. Anyone? But let me show you how to do it, darlings. If you're on mute, you know I'm getting ready to come there and ask for any more prayer requests. If you're on mute, you ought to come off and be ready. Amen, be ready. Okay, anybody else with a prayer request? The line is open to you. Anyone else?
Yes, this is my person. Just continue to pray for me. To back to a cold or something, I don't know. It's not leaving like I want it to leave. It needs to. I'm going to be praying for me because I do want to be a willing worker for the Lord. And just continue to pray for me that my whole strength and body be completed. And my hand, my right hand, I got a finger. They call it a trigger finger. And it's kind of bothering my nerve. Pray for me.
All right, is that Mother Wilson?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right.
And I'm sorry if I'm not addressing myself right. I didn't hear you the day that you made ambassadors. Just pray for me.
All right, that's Ambassador Elect Mother Wilson. All right, anybody else with a prayer request? You need prayer for any reason. If so, speak up. All right.
This is Ambassador Linda from Utah, and
Ambassador-elect, Ambassador-elect Linda Forshey. All right,
yes,
go ahead.
Thank you. I just want y'all to pray for my whole body because of 3 weeks ago I had a fall, and I'm still hurting all over in my body, and everything. So in my legs and all over in.
said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And right now we bind the enemy and every all of his attacks, all of his tricks, all of his strategies, oh God. And we pray for an overflow of your anointing right now. This day in Jesus' name, let it be applied to the body of your people. Let it give them strength, oh God. Remove the aches and pains. Let it remove the stress, oh God. Hallelujah. The emotional effects that comes with it. In Jesus' name, we pray right now, Lord God, that your blessings will overflow them this day in their lives, and they will have comfort in Jesus' name, in your word, oh God. Let your word bring comfort. Let your word bring peace. Let your word bring healing. Right now, in Jesus' name, we send your word. We send your word, oh God, to their souls, to their homes. In Jesus' name, this is special delivery, Lord Jesus. And we thank you right now, hallelujah, for a closer walk with thee. We praise you, oh God. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you forevermore. We praise you, oh God, hallelujah, early, early, early in the morning. In Jesus' name, touch and heal the body, rebuking the viruses, oh God, rebuking the aches. Pains right now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless
you. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Let's get station identification this morning. Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen, if you're there, if we can have a station identification, then we'll come back maybe with a couple more prayer requests and then a couple more prayer reports and we'll close today.
Oh, praise the Lord. Bless you. Yes. Good morning. We do honor the presence of the Lord. We thank God for our Chief International Ambassador. Amen. Hallelujah. Dr. Bernard Johnson, we thank God for, amen, Ambassador Lady Betty, First Lady of this ministry. We thank God, amen, for Mother Adelaide Johnson, Mother to the Nations. Thank God for how he healed her body. And, oh, wow, we just give praise for the message of encouragement that she blessed all of us with this morning. We praise God, amen, for all the ambassadors. Oh, hallelujah, for all the brand-new ambassadors-elect, for all of the bishops, to everyone in your respective places, and to all of our friends that are listening and family from all around the world. This is Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen, and we are here live in the studio, Blog Talk Radio, nparadio.com on Blog Talk Radio, and we are being heard literally all over the world. We are live. This is live, I'm telling you, and it's streaming all over the world. We can be reached simply by calling into our studio, which is live, and that number is 347-934-0207, and we give God the praise. We are being heard literally all over the world in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Japan, China, Italy, Pakistan, Malaysia, Philippines, all over Europe, the Virgin Isles, you name it, just literally all over the world, all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners? Wow, to God be the glory. And we are excited about what the Lord is doing. I want to thank God for the great host who's backing this project, for all of the students, as well as the corporate leaders, as well as all of the investors that are behind this project. And we give God the praise, and may God forever bless all of you. And we certainly, amen, hallelujah, give praise and glory to God for our Chief International Ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting this spiritual awareness all over the world. And I'll tell you, the world is catching it by storm. Keep on doing what you do, Chief, and may God forever bless you, sir. Back to you.
Thank you so much, and you're doing an excellent job, too, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen. We appreciate you. Please give Bishop Hagen our regards and thank him for allowing you to do so. I appreciate it so very much.
And yes, sir, will.
Coming to worldwide, all of you in Africa and India and Asia and Russia and the Virgin Islands and everywhere, I want to challenge you to give God 1,000 thank yous today. Amen. Who will lead it in your city? Who will lead it in your church? Who will lead it in your home? 1,000 thank yous. Amen. People are doing that all over the world now, and it's catching on even more. Oh, my God. Literally, the listeners on the line are there. They are there. I'm urging you to join us on the blog line. I'm there every night I'll give you a number in just a moment, get a pen. Join us on there and help us give God a thousand thank yous. He deserves it. And even far more than that. We were able to give him at least, I think much more than this, but we'll say at least 2 million praises on last night. But with your help, we can give him more. God bless you. Amen. I want to just ask, are there any more prayer requests? Anybody else who has a need? When I hear no prayer requests, that tells me that God has already solved your problem. Anybody else having a prayer request? If so, we're going to give you the opportunity. And come off of mute now while I'm talking. Don't let me say the line is open to you and then you're trying to come off of mute. No. Stop crawling. Amen. Come off of mute now. And be ready. Be ready. All right? Here I go. Any other prayer requests? Jumping down right now.
Yes, Dr. Johnson. This is Ambassador Wilson, Elect Wilson again. I am requesting prayer for the babies that I keep. That God will bless them and their mind and also their father. He's been going through it quite a bit. He's a security guard. And he got shot in the chest, but the Lord blessed him by having a bullet on, a vest on. And it kind of scared him, plus it kind of done something to his heart. But God spared his life, and he's doing pretty good, but he's had the flu, the whooping cough. And a spider bit him on the neck. And I'm just praying for him. He go through this time of the year, he said, was like something happened every time when July come up, because he lost his wife about 5 years ago. And ever since then, on July, something happened. So be praying for them that God will give him a deliverance. His name is Anthony Miller. Twins that I'm keeping is Angel and Anthony, little Anthony Miller.
Anthony Miller. All right, he's a security guard. Got shot, had his bulletproof vest on. Thank God. I'll be praising God every day.
That's what I tell him.
Shouting every day. Amen. Yeah. And thanking God for sparing his life. Amen.
It
had to be the Spirit of the Lord that had him to put on that bulletproof vest that day. Amen. So he ought to be praising God. All right, and his little twin, Anthony Miller. All right, what's the other twin's name?
Angel and Anthony.
Angel, okay. God bless you. Let's take maybe one more prayer request and we'll get that.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
This is Ambassador Charlotte Gray. I want to put my little 6.5-year-old on here this morning, Angel Gray. He's been having a headache and a stomach ache. Today is day 3. So I just want to pray for him today, if you guys can add him on the list. Angelo Gray. Thank you.
What's his name again?
Angelo
Gray.
There he is. Hey, is he right by you?
He is. He's my prayer warrior, Angelo Gray.
All right, Angelo.
Like, I am tired of my stomach hurting.
All right, Angelo. Let me talk to him a moment. Put him on the phone.
Good morning.
Angelo. Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Good.
All right. Good. You believe the Lord can touch you and heal you?
Yes.
That's all we need. Close your eyes for a minute, buddy. Okay. I want you to lift your hand to the Lord. And I want you to say these words after me. Can you say these words?
Yes.
Okay, close your eyes, look toward heaven, and say, Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love you.
I don't have nobody but you.
I don't have nobody but you.
My stomach's been hurting here a few days.
In my stomach, been holding a few days.
And I need you to touch me.
God, I need you to touch me.
And say these words, please, sir. Please, sir.
Please, God.
Yeah, touch me now.
Touch me now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, I ask you to see this little hand lifted to you, and I ask you if you would put the anointing in his little hand, that when he lays his hand on his stomach, it will not represent him, but it will represent you. And everything will be subject to you, and whatever is causing his little stomach ache, God heal him in the name of Jesus. Angelo, lay your little hand on your stomach now, okay? And say, in the name of Jesus, Lord, heal me.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, help me.
Heal me. Say, Lord, heal me. That's good.
Lord, heal me.
All right, Father, touch him, I pray. In the name of Jesus, and drive the stomach ache away. Whatever virus is in there, I command you to loosen now. The resurrection blood of Jesus go on you. All of the anointing, God, in the spirit realms, let the resurrection blood of Jesus get in the stomach and drive every alien out, every bacteria out, every problem, and heal this little stomach, we pray. In Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
In
Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody else take that other prayer request for me. Would you please?
God bless you, Ambassador Pfeiffer. I will take it. And I would just like to say to Ambassador-elect Gray that when you find your children's stomach hurting like that, make sure that they are having regular stools, because that has been happening to a lot of the children. You're going to the doctors, to the hospital, because food is not digesting properly, and they are having some complications. So make sure that when they go to the bathroom, they're having proper stools every day. Praise God. And we will be praying for Angela and Anthony. God bless you right now. Lord, we ask that you look on our children in Jesus' name, that you would touch, heal, and deliver, Lord Jesus, even the children. You said, bring them up to you, Lord Jesus, not to forget the children. And, Lord, today we're remembering the children in everywhere, oh, God, all those with tummy aches and problems, Lord Jesus, in the homes, those that have been adopted out and those that are foster children and those that are just in the home, Lord God, we ask that you watch over the children. Let your miracles, oh God, blanket the city and blanket the world, blanket the children in the world in Jesus' name. Cover them with your blood, oh God. Bind the enemy that comes to hinder and comes to cause pain. Come to make them doubt you, Lord God, even at an early age.
Yes.
Bind the enemy that calls them to doubt your word. And we thank you right now because they do believe, Lord Jesus. They do believe that you are a healer. They do believe that you will set free. They do believe, Lord God, that you will touch them. And we ask that your anointing, oh God, will overflow in their lives. Bless, heal, and deliver them right now, oh God. All situations, emotional stress, in Jesus' name. Remove, oh God, hallelujah, the demonic forces.